You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live right now, 5 minutes past the hour. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Or brain. Scientists believe that they could find out your PIN number, where you live, all by using a cheap headset. Okay, this is being reported by Daily Mail Online. Researchers from the University of California, University of Oxford, and University of Geneva figured out a way to pluck sensitive information, they say, from a person's head, like PIN numbers and bank information. They use a game controller costing only $299 to do that. Scientists took a off-the-shelf emotive bank brain-computer interface device cost about $300, which allows users to interact with their computers by thought and is often used by these control games. The scientists then sat their subjects in front of a computer screen, showed them images of banks, people, and PIN numbers. Then they tracked. Now, this P300 signal is used by the brain when a person recognizes something meaningful, such as someone or something they interact on a regular basis. It is released by the brain around 300 milliseconds after recognition occurs, hence P300. The team used a picture of President Barack Obama to test the readings and saw a spike of recognition from participants. They were also shown their home. EEG, which is your electroencephalography, or electrical brain signal, that contains certain neurological phenomena triggered by subconscious activities. So, if I guess they flash pictures and you react, that's how they could figure out what your home is or what numbers seem to make you react. The team found they could find a person's home 60% of the time with a 1 in 10 chance, and had a 40% chance of recognizing the first number of a PIN number. Okay, I still think they are way, way off base with that. Okay, all they're doing is they're trying to pick up electrical activity. All right, come on. I guess in the paper that the scientists released, they say that the P300 can be used as a discriminative feature in detecting whether or not the relevant information is stored in the subject's memory. Let me see. Okay, well, you react to scene one. I mean, they would have to really time it. I mean, I suppose they could. Okay, let's say your PIN number. We'll just use, for example, my PIN number because it's not like I have any money in the bank. Okay, my PIN number is 1111. Okay? No. Let's not use that one. All right, I don't want people knowing my PIN number. So don't forget that I said 1111. Let's use 2571. Okay? All right. Not that I used one because it's my real PIN number. Now, so I guess you flash two. You flash the numbers in two seems to cause a nanosecond, you know, within the 300 nanoseconds, electrical signal. And then five, and then, you know, they go through all the numbers in seven, and then one. I guess that's how they could figure it out. I mean, remember the Terminator kid? He was able to figure out PIN numbers because he had that little machine. I mean, I suppose you could do that with the brain. Now, finding out where someone lives. Plausible. I don't like the idea of somebody trying to hack into my brain. You know, they could try to get all the, tips on how to do good radio. I don't want people figuring out how to do good radio and steal my show based on them reading my brain. I mean, you know, you got all these tips in here. Now, scientists say that when you sleep as a student, you could actually really learn when you sleep. Remember a few months ago, they said people that fall asleep in class and take a nap in class, they actually are picking things up while they're sleeping. Well, this seemed to be duplicated in another study. All right. Scientists from the Weizmann Institute of Science said they have shown that sleep learning is possible. They expose sleeping subjects to a tone followed by a smell, neither of which woke them up. Now, what they were doing was involving the hippocampus part of the brain. A deep or shallow breath, and each was associated with a particular tone, each smell. When the tone alone was played, subjects reacted accordingly, either taking a deep breath as if it was linked to the pleasant smell, or a shallow one as if it was linked to an unpleasant odor. The next day, the awake patients heard the tones again with no odor, yet they had no conscious recollection of listening to them at night, but when they were exposed to the tones, then they sniffed differently, as if they remembered from their sleep what stunk and what didn't. So you guys get that? People were asleep. They had a tone with a particular smell, a good one and a bad one, so they could tell by the way the person breathed. Then when they woke up the next day, they just did the tone. The tone was a certain tone that was identified with a certain smell, but they didn't give the smell, and the person breathed anyway. So for those of you that are, starting back to school, school started today. Whew. Can I hear hallelujah? Hallelujah. School started today. Thank God my kids are back in school. For those of you that like to sleep during class, and many of us do, yes, you may actually pick things up. Now, not as well. That's just tones and stinky smells. Interesting. We had a call in the first hour asking about shift work. And then we had another listener asking about fatigue. I got to tell you, this falling asleep in class, it doesn't necessarily mean your kids are doing drugs. It doesn't. Although we are going to be talking about that, where kids who do pot before they're 18, they have severe IQ issues. We'll talk about that. But and deficits. But, I think I always needed to crash after lunch in high school. I put my head on the desk and I was out after lunch all day of being at school after lunch. Oh, my gosh, look, I'm tired now. But it's only 8:12 Pacific time, so I shouldn't be falling asleep. All right, guys, when we come back, we got a lot of medical news to touch upon, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials. 18 minutes past the hour. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess 4.2 earthquake hit 100 miles east of San Diego. This happened actually just a few minutes ago, from what I understand. Now, there were multiple rattlings in the San Diego area all day. So I guess the largest one now has been 4.2. Of course, you know, whenever you have one earthquake, you have multiple aftershocks. I guess this occurred at 7 o'clock, so about an hour and 20 minutes ago. They have most of the other earthquakes were, I guess, magnitude 2.5. They said the day before there was a bunch of earthquakes that shook Imperial County on Sunday, felt in surrounding counties as well. Most were minor, but a couple registered at 5.5, 5.3. You know, for those of us from California, this is nothing new. But, you know, we are a little nervous, especially after the whole Fukushima disaster in Japan and Chile and New Zealand. We are just prime and ripe for the picking for an earthquake to happen on the east coast of the Pacific. And the east coast of the Pacific, therefore, brings it to our west coast. So we'll keep you posted. You know, from what we understand, you know, they've just kind of, you know, they've been rattling. There hasn't been any major injuries. They say seismic activity is not unusual, but scientists are a little confused as to why. The last significant swarm occurred in 2005 when 1,000 quakes, the largest 5.1 magnitude, shook the south shore of Salton Sea. 1981, a cluster of quakes hit the region 5 miles to the northwest of where yesterday's happened, and then the largest measuring 5.9. Now, again, nothing huge. I know everybody's expecting California to fall into the water. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I live in Vegas, and no, we that live in southern Nevada and Vegas do not wish that happens to California. If we want a beachfront property, we would live in California. We wouldn't live in Nevada. So, no, don't worry about that. But, yeah, we're kind of watching it. Of course, hurricane, they believe by the time it hits Louisiana or New Orleans, it could be a Category 2. It is predicted to become a Category 2 hurricane by Wednesday. Now, what's very eerie about this one is August 29th, 7 years ago, was when Hurricane Katrina hit. Now, today is, what, August 27th? So the storm is expected to hit Louisiana and hit New Orleans and the Gulf Coast and surrounding states August 29th, which would be the 7-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. So over the next 24 hours, they're going to be watching it and seeing how it grows. From what we understand, Tampa is, I think, you know, just having the rain. It's kind of coming out of a lot of the tropical activity that it had. From what I understand, Republican convention is going to go on like it's supposed to as of, tomorrow. But, sorry about that. Don't you hate that? Okay, if I'm going to burp, burp. Don't just sit there in my esophagus when I can't talk. It's very hard to talk when you have a lot of air in your esophagus. All right, forecasters predict that Isaac will intensify into a Category 2 hurricane with winds of about 100 miles per hour by early Wednesday, around the time it is expected to make landfall. Current forecast track has a storm aimed at New Orleans. But hurricane warnings extend across 280 miles from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Florida-Alabama state line. This is supposed to be the first hurricane to hit the Gulf since 2008. Already there have been some evacuations and some preparations. Now, they hope that it doesn't sit like Hurricane Katrina did, where it just sit and stewed. They hope that it will move on. Katrina at one point did reach Category 5 status back in 2005 with winds of over 157 miles per hour. It made landfall as a Category 3 storm and had that huge flooding. 1,800 people were killed. 250,000 people were displaced. Now, in scientific news, this is very interesting. Scientists think that they could cloud seed to take the punch out of future hurricanes. Now, what is cloud seeding? Well, from what I understand, okay, remember, a hurricane gains its strength in warm water. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So hurricanes happen roughly August, sometimes end of July, but usually August to November is hurricane season. That's when the Atlantic and the Gulf has had a chance to really warm up. And so hurricanes need warm water, okay, as well as the change in the wind shears. Now, they say that they have the ability to actually reduce the temperature on the surface of the sea, therefore reduce the energy of the storms, make these storms think that's not hurricane season, that the water is cooler. And how they do it is by spraying seawater droplets onto the cloud in the marine stratocumulus layer. You guys get all that? Now, how would they spray the seawater droplets? From what I understand, they would use planes that are unmanned. No men, no women, no cats, no monkeys, nothing. And they would use those to spray seawater droplets, cooling. I mean, I hope they don't use the seawater from the heated water that the hurricane's coming from. I mean, I'm hoping, you know, that, I don't know, the planes maybe get it from the Arctic. I don't know where they do. But anyway, they use water does cool when it's alone. Anyway, they'll get the seawater, use the planes to spray, hopefully cool the hurricane down. They think the potential it would have is to knock a hurricane down one whole category. So that's some pretty significant stuff. Okay, and by categories, you know, it's different miles per hour. I don't have them memorized, but like a category 1 to 2 could be about 100 miles an hour. The category 5 is about 157 miles an hour. So anywhere between, I mean, it could knock it down from 120 mile per hour storm to 110 mile per hour storm. So pretty significant. So interesting. Now, why do the droplets cool that certain marine stratocumulus layer of clouds? Because the seawater, it doesn't so much have to be cold water. The seawater reflects the sun. The reason why the water is warm is because of the sun. So if it could deflect the sun, then the water can't be warmed. The water could cool. Now, some of you are like, what? Can this really work? What? Well, here's the thing. This is also very interesting. We reported earlier today. Beijing, China, claims they did this already. They did cloud seeding. They did it during the 2008 Summer Olympics, and that's why the skies were calm over the Summer Olympics. Whereas, remember in England the other, you know, a couple weeks ago, it was raining while everybody was trying to bicycle, and, you know, you'd watch the people cycling, and all of a sudden you see this ugly rag wipe down the camera. So, I mean, they were dealing with a lot of rain during the London Olympics. In Beijing, they said they cloud seeded. They cloud seeded, and that's why the weather was all beautiful and calm. Now, what could happen if you mess with nature? Okay? They found that it possibly could cause a reduction in rainfall in the Amazon basin, and if you cut back on rainfall, it could cut back on wildlife and plant production. So, you know, whenever you mess with nature, it could bite you back in the butt, you know. But if we're just talking about a small localized area that you're deflecting the sunlight from, because, I mean, the hurricane is a huge area. I mean, the hurricane covers, you know, hundreds, almost thousands of square miles sometimes, depending on how large it is. But if you're dealing with something in the Gulf of Mexico, I don't think it's going to affect the Amazon that much. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool stuff. I think this is cool. Unfortunately, there's nothing we could do now in terms of this particular hurricane. So our hearts and prayers are out there for everybody in the Gulf Coast. Please keep us posted. I hope you all are being prepared or evacuated in the area. If Governor Jindal of Louisiana is telling you to leave, make sure you listen. We all learned from Hurricane Katrina that something like this could happen. I'm actually going to be going out to New Orleans, God willing, in November for a radio conference I get to speak at. Just, you know, good luck everybody over there, and hopefully this doesn't turn any stronger and it just flies through without causing any damage. Also, BP is back in the news. Apparently, BP has contaminated gasoline claims. 6,500 claims now claiming BP has, I guess, provided 2.1 million gallons of gasoline that is bad gas. It has recalled 2.1 million gallons, okay, after fielding about 19,000 inquiries from affected service stations in three states, Chicago region of Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Apparently, there was some issue with oil getting into the refining unit called the alkylation unit, and it didn't have the correct molecular makeup, etc. So people have been having issues with their spark plugs and fuel injectors. They became dirty. Motorists have been having difficulty starting, installing, etc. So call BP if you could be one of those people having issues. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZARMOR.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC. Next summer's vacation, we are doing the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise in Alaska. We go up the Inside Passage leaving out of Seattle, and it is beautiful, and it is so cool and relaxing, and we have a great time. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com and check that out. Don't forget to also find us, the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. There's a couple other Dr. Dahlia pages. I didn't make those. I don't know how they came up on there. Sometimes Wikipedia puts them up, but just look for Dr. Dahlia Show. You'll know it's me because there's a few thousand people on there. That's me. Find it, and we will connect. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter so I can give you up-to-date news updates. All right, so today in the news, they said smoking marijuana regularly as a teen will lower your IQ scores as an adult. Thank heavens we don't take IQ tests as an adult. Hopefully no one will notice. But they say a recent study estimates that 1 in 10 teens in high school smoke marijuana at least 20 times per month. The researchers, however, did not find the same IQ dip for people who became frequent users of pot once they were 18. So they believe that pot is dangerous for the developing brain. Well, duh, this isn't earth-shattering news. So basically, if the IQ doesn't change when you smoke pot after 18, but it changes as an adult if you smoke pot during your high school years, that's how they could tell that, well, your brain must still be developing as a high school student. More than 1,000 study participants, yeah, they must have really participated by choice, from New Zealand were tested for IQ at age 13 before any significant marijuana use, and then again at age 38. All were born in the town of Dunedin during a year-long span ending in 1973. Oh, okay, well, they were doing IQ tests a lot in the 70s. Okay. In addition to IQ tests, participants were given 5 interviews between ages 18 and 38, including questions related to marijuana use. At age 18, 52 people had said they had been dependent on marijuana, meaning they continually used it despite it causing any health or legal problems or social issues. 92 reported starting it at a later age. Anyway, they go into all of this, blah, 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 blah. Basically, IQ dropped for the teenagers who were smoking it. So I know it's not meth and ecstasy, and some of you, you know, will tell me, look, Dahlia, my kids could be doing so much worse. Listen, you know, you only have one brain, and you only have one opportunity. Not worth it. I mean, what problems does a teenager have? You know, I mean, real life problems where they need to mess up their mind for good. Okay? They don't need to. So, anytime your kids start acting funny, tired, dopey, get a drug test. Okay? Now, I know a lot of kids act that way. I get that. I know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the task force is at it again. Now they're saying we do not have to screen adults for chronic kidney disease. Of course, unless they have diabetes or high blood pressure. Okay, this recommendation that adults who do not have symptoms of chronic kidney disease do not need to be screened. Okay, now here's the thing. Many people with kidney disease are asymptomatic. Okay, the kidneys aren't working very well. They're dumping protein. Remember, what is the purpose of the kidney? The kidney's job is to filter the blood. Blood goes through, it goes through the kidney, through the little glomeruli. The kidney decides to pick what it needs, the important salts, important minerals, it keeps those, and then whatever it doesn't want, it dumps into the ureter to make urine. Okay, well, the renal chalice and pelvis, etc. Okay? All right. You don't, okay, I know some of you know your kidney anatomy. Thank you for, but just in summary, the blood goes through the kidney. Kidney makes urine. Okay, are we all good on that? Do I really have to go into the details? Okay, beautiful, fine. So, if your kidney starts to dump things in the urine, okay, you won't know about it. You won't see it. Now, we've talked about protein in the urine. Many of you have asked, what does that mean? My doctor called me up, says I have protein in the urine. What do I do? Well, protein, if you take a look at protein compared to a little salt, it's like the size of your hand to the size of an ant. Okay, protein is huge. So if you're losing protein in the urine and you get protein in your blood from eating and making proteins, that means your kidney is not that good a filter. All right, you know, many of us eat high protein meals. Yeah, we'll dump, you know, some of the protein, but many times having protein in the urine is a sign of disease. It could be a sign of diabetes, it could be a sign of blood pressure, or it could be a sign of kidney disease, obviously. Because there's obviously some holes in the filter for big chunks of protein to fall through. Now, one way you could tell if you have protein in the urine is your urine will bubble. When you urinate in the toilet, it gets all bubbly. Now, but that would only happen if you have a lot of protein. Many people that have renal disease may have undetectable protein, obviously to the eye in terms of no bubbles. So, many people with kidney disease, we found because we had done random blood tests or random urine. We found some protein in the urine, found some salts being off. They had some sort of nephritic syndrome, nephrotic syndrome, glomerulonephritis, etc. So here we have the task force saying, nah, 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 not enough evidence exists to screen. What are they trying to do? Have to stop just all tests or all blood tests, you know? They say here, according to drugs.com, chronic kidney disease is most common in people with diabetes and high blood pressure, and testing for it is an ongoing part of care, absolutely. 11% of adults age 20 or older have some degree of kidney disease. Okay? In its recommendation, the task force called for further research to fully assess the benefits and harms for screening for chronic kidney disease. Baloney. When you go to the doctor, you do a urine and you do a blood test. I don't care. I mean, this is ridiculous. I understand the task force works for the government. They need to save money. We have Obamacare pending. But, you know, the reason why you're going to the doctor is to test for things. Okay? You know, yes, some people with person and go, okay, something is up. But we don't want you to get to that stage. We want to find things early. The reason why the United States, God bless us, is probably one of the top countries in terms of what it could medically accomplish. The reason why is because we have been catching things early. Now, when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, it's not a death sentence. When you're diagnosed with colon cancer, a lot of times it's not a death sentence if we catch it early. All right? We see less and less people each year go on dialysis because we are preventing renal disease. Sometimes people are not diabetic, but I pick up the kit. Here's an example. I have a patient today. There was protein in his urine, but he's not diabetic. His blood sugar was good. I'm going to do a little bit more. I'm going to look a little deeper, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's diabetic and he's turning diabetic in the next few years. Be very careful with, I understand what the task force has to do. And they're actually right. When the task force, now don't quote me on that, but remember, the task force's job is to look at what is cost effective. If you screen everybody for every test, okay, you will spend more money than lives saved. They are correct in that calculation. My problem with that is I don't give a heart and doot. I want to save lives. I don't care if it costs money. And we're not talking a lot of money. So the task force job is to say, is it really worth screening everybody? Do you really save that many lives? Is it really worth the money? Okay, as a doctor and as you as a patient, I don't really give a damn about saving the insurance company money. I'm paying for the insurance, okay, for them to actually cover something once in a blue moon, do the test. So that's where we're at with that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, you know, I urge you, if you get to a point where your doctor will not order a test, run it by me, okay? You know, I mean, because maybe there's another way to screen for something. I mean, I've had people come in and say, Dahlia, PET scan me. Just PET scan my whole body and make sure I'm good. And, you know, insurance won't cover it. But why? What are you worried about? Well, I want to make sure I don't have colon cancer. Okay, well, we can address that. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and follow us on Twitter. I really meant that. If you have an issue and you think because of the task force or because of Obamacare or because of Medicare or because your doctor just doesn't believe in the test, just run by me what you guys are hitting a wall or and coming across. Because I think many times we go to the doctor and we educate ourselves online. People always go, sorry, Dr. Dahlia, I went to the internet. I don't mind you going to the internet. And I'm one of the very few doctors that actually, I don't have too much of a problem with it, as long as you are going to a good website. Alright, and of course, email me at drdahlia.com. Show me the website you like to go to and I'll tell you if I like it. I usually like WebMD, Mayo Clinic, .com, what's another one? I think the National Institutes of Health. There's a few of them that I like, so you could always run it by me. But unfortunately, there's many patients that will go to a blog, someone's blog, And then they'll go to their doctor and they'll say, you know what? I want to go off all my medicines and all I want to take is garlic. And the doctor who, if they're MD trained, like I am an MD, you know, allopathically trained, we don't get as much education in all the complementary medicines that are out there as much as a doctor of osteopath, a DO would, or a DC, a doctor of chiropractic or a homeopathy physician would. So a lot of the MDs will say, no, 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 there's no way I'm taking you off this medicine and that. This is what I want you on. Garlic's not going to cut it. There's not enough studies. And you're not going to die on my watch. Go somewhere else. Okay? And so, yet there's other doctors that you could talk to. Depending on, okay, well, why do you want to go on garlic? Why is that? You know, I always have to teach my medical students. Okay, patient will come in. And something will have happened a few weeks ago. And they will have, with their thought process, gone down a thought process line until they get to a conclusion. All right? So somebody walking in saying, I want garlic. Don't get into a fight, get in the defensive about taking garlic. And I think garlic's cool. I wouldn't swap it for all your medicines, but I think it's cool. You know. But somebody will come in, say, I want garlic. Doctor says, no. They just, you know, get into an argument and that's it. What the medical students should be learning, which is what I teach them, is just stop for a second and go, what made you decide garlic? What is it about your medicines you don't like? Okay? Now, some of them will say, I can't afford my medicine. I got to find something. Oh, okay, now that's a whole other issue. You can't afford your medicine. Okay, let's bring that to the doctor. What can we do? All right? Or, honestly, the medicine, I'm getting side effects. I'm getting achy. I am always having body aches ever since I was put on the medicine. Well, that could be a side effect of the medicine. So no wonder the person wants to chuck it all, because 3 weeks ago they couldn't take the pain. They go online. They find in someone's blog or on someone's website they got off the medication because it hurt them. They switched to garlic. Garlic did the trick. They're happy. 3 weeks later they go, I want garlic. And they don't recall what happened 3 weeks ago to bring that up to the doctor in the very small amount of time they get to speak. Because you don't get a lot of time to speak in the doctor's office. I get that. Some doctors are phenomenal. They'll let you speak and talk. Others, no. So, if that's the case, like I said, if you think there's some sort of a disconnect or miscommunication, you can run it by me. Just let me know what it is. Now, do I know a lot of the complementary medicine and a lot of these products that are out there? Unfortunately, I still have to go with the science. You know, if somebody has high cholesterol and high blood pressure and they're at risk for, you know, stroke and heart disease, and I'm very comfortable with the pharmaceutical agents, I'm going to tell my patients I'm a lot more, you know, comfortable with those. I am. But I would love to look at what you're reading and, you know, give you my opinion on it. Now, same thing goes with a test. You know, one of your family members has a brain tumor. And it was found, let's say, on a PET scan because they had breast cancer. So you freak out, you go to your doctor and say, I want a PET scan. Just PET scan me. The doctor says, hell to the no. Your insurance company won't pay for it. I can't order a test like that. You get mad, you leave, etc. All right. Again, why do you want the PET scan? Well, because I have a family member who had breast cancer and the cancer went to the brain. We find out she only has 6 weeks to live. I don't want that happening to me. Okay, well, then the doctor should work with you. Well, first, if there's breast cancer in the family, let's test you. Make sure you don't have breast cancer. Number two is, are you having any issues with your head? Are you having any headaches? Are you having any numbness, paralysis, loss of balance? Because we should scan you then. So sometimes there's other tests that can be done. Like, for example, I had a patient who wanted a PET scan because they had a family member with colon cancer and the colon cancer spread. Well, they were very young. Well, to screen for colon cancer, what do? We do a colonoscopy. So even though I couldn't order a PET scan, which looks for cancer, they use this sugar radioisotope. Cancer cells pick up sugar. You're able to find spots. It's a phenomenal test, very expensive test, phenomenal test. I wish we could all run them, but unfortunately insurance doesn't pay. But you run a test like that, you know, why do you want a PET scan? Well, because I'm worried about colon cancer. Well, then let's do a colonoscopy. So like I said, if you have any issues, if you run into any problems, just run it by me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're 6 minutes to the top of the hour. Really quickly, some medical news. Two common blood pressure medicines that the cardiologists love and I've spoken about on the show, metoprolol and atenolol, were actually found to be fairly equal in terms of preventing stroke, heart attack, heart failure. And I'm not saying being on these medicines will prevent you from ever having heart attack, heart failure, stroke, etc. But for whenever somebody has a heart attack or has stroke, or we don't want the heart to work that hard, we immediately put them on a beta blocker to rest, you know, to slow down the heart so they don't have to overwork their heart. And these are probably the cardiologist's favorite medication. Well, many people ask, well, you know, what about which is better? There's so many beta blockers. So they looked at the two most common, atenolol, which is very common, and Lopresto, and they found overall they are pretty equal. So for those of you that are, you know, going, oh, man, I'm not on the right one, it looks like for the most part with both of those medications, so far, so good. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No more news yet on what happened with the 15-year-old student that opened fire today at the Baltimore County High School. Apparently, 15-year-old student walked into the cafeteria at about 10:45 in the morning, shoots Jordan Coates, a 17-year-old student. From what I understand, he started to shoot randomly a couple shots. Teacher took him down. I mean, not took him down, but, you know, was able to stop him. Then they of course, got the police, et cetera. They think this boy, looks like the boy is James Johnson. No. Let me see. Is that Johnson? No. That was the police chief. I don't think they have. I've been waiting for them to release the identity of the boy, but I don't think they are, because they don't know if they're going to try him as a minor or not. But, I mean, I'm sure, though, it's all over social media now, you know. But anyway, the father of the suspect says the boy was bullied. He says there's no motive, but the boy has been a victim of bullying. Now, I don't know if this is going to be everyone's defense if they decide to go in and start shooting people. Other students were saying it sounded like a bag was popping. You know, gunshots don't sound in real life like what they sound in the movies. That's why I really recommend people practice at a shooting range, you know, so they kind of hear. I mean, of course, you're, of course, wearing, you know, ear gear and ear protection, but you'll hear popping and you're like, are those firecrackers? Everybody always says that they shoot it. Is it firecrackers? No, those are bullets. Anytime you hear anything like that, just duck. Okay, bullets make different sounds, depending on the caliber, depending on the gun. So anyway, kids thought it sounded like popping. Just popping. And it was a what I understand, wait a second, what's this? I guess the alleged shooter's mom's house has a sign where there's a gun that says, we don't call 911. Huh. Okay, that's not good. All right, anyway. Okay, so as we get more information, we'll definitely keep you posted. For the most part, you all be safe. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Check out the Dr. Dahlia Cruz if we can. And don't forget to...
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit.
In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.